Here's a Christmas memory brought to you by the residents of Orchard View by the Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Jim Scrimger, and this is my story of memoirs of Christmas. The opening would be that I mind the time when we were young in Granby, Quebec, and we used to go to the ice house and beside the river, and this, in the white wind conditions, would present us with a beautiful skating rink. So we would organize hockey games, shinny, with maybe 20 players on each team, and we'd have nice long sessions out there getting frozen and all the rest of it. But at the time, you didn't have all this fancy equipment, so you'd be wearing magazines for shin pads, a CCM hockey stick that was 35 cents, that would last you for 5 years. Away you'd go, and if you missed the puck on a shot, tough luck, because it went all the way down the river and you had to go after it. So this kept you going all day long. And at the end of the day, with your frozen feet, you'd stagger home and stick them in the stove and let them thaw out in the usual way. Now, the reason this reminds me of Christmas so much is that that was the opportunity to get the new equipment that you needed for this fantastic game, which would consist always of a Montreal Canadiens hockey sweater, stockings, long underwear, all the essentials for this wonderful game. And you didn't really believe there was a Santa Claus. And on the other hand, it'd be nice if there was, so you could get all this stuff. You didn't always get everything you wanted. But to compare, for example, shin pads in those days, the luxurious ones were wooden slats over felt, and that was your only protection. On the other hand, the puck, you couldn't hit it any distance with this lumberjack's stick that we had. And it was good days. It was just kids' stuff that you never forget. And that's the implant into my head, which I always remember. And maybe Christmas somebody will bring me a Canadian's hockey stick or a sweater or some. Oh, a toque was always a necessity. And the puck was quite often responsibility of the local horses. You know, it was great fun. Kids today can't realize being without all the fancy stuff. I see a kid today dressed for hockey. He looks like a football player because shoulder pads are bigger than I am. In those days, no. Anyway, that would be it. And I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from Orchard View by the Mississippi. If you'd like to find out more about us, drop by. We are at 219 Patterson Street or on Facebook at Orchard View, Mississippi.